What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
On today's episode of I Didn't Know, maybe you didn't either, I introduce to you John Gaines, Thomas Gaither, Clarence Graham, Willie McLeod, Robert McCullough, Willie Massey, James Wells, David Williamson, and Mac Workman. The Friendship Nine. I grew up in Greensboro, North Carolina, Cumberland Courts to be exact, which was a rock's throw away from the illustrious North Carolina A&T State University, the largest public HBCU in these United States of America. Also the home of the A&T Four, Ezell Blair, Franklin McCain, Joseph McNeil, and David Richmond. The four Aggie students that sat at the segregated lunch counter in Woolworth's downtown Greensboro, February 1st, 1960. Now, what I wasn't familiar with was the story of the 10 brothers that attended Friendship Junior College, who would have a similar powerful sit-in at McCrory's segregated lunch counter 100 miles south of A&T just 1 year later, January 31st, 1961. The 10 gentlemen walked into the McCrory segregated restaurant, ordered cheeseburgers, soft drinks, and coffees. Of course, they were denied service and they were asked to leave. When they declined, they were arrested. They got charged with trespassing and breach of order. Please see episode 308 of this season to remember where no trespassing laws originated. They were ordered to spend 30 days in jail in the York County prison, or they could pay the $100 fine and be sent on their way. What made the Friendship Nines sit-in so different was because they activated the new method of resistance that was supported by Dr. Martin Luther King. It was called Jail No Bail, where you take the jail time and you decline the fine, where you basically concede in guilt. And I know somebody out there saying, wait, Doc, you said 10 boys went into that McCrory's. Why they the Friendship Nine? Because nine of them said they was going to take the jail no bail punishment. The 10th member, Charles Taylor, he paid his $100 bail because he didn't want to mess up and lose his football scholarship. Man, the Friendship Nine did their 30 days, and it was tough. They had hard labor, solitary confinement. They had food rations to the point where they just went on a food fast. There was a story documented that a prisoner in a cell beside theirs actually slid them a Baby Ruth and split it up into 8 pieces, which was strange to me when I read that story because I said, what happened to the 9th piece? The story goes they had to share that Baby Ruth for 3 days. I know you think I'm cap. Google it yourself. In 2007, 46 years later, the city of Rock Hill unveiled a marker right outside the old McCrory's in the honor of the Friendship Nine. 8 of the men were still living and present at the ceremony. And now that I think about it, it was probably the 8 men that had the Baby Ruth. Now 135 East Main Street in Rock Hill, South Carolina, where the McCrory's once stood, is a nice building. And in the hallway of this building, they dedicated a museum to the Friendship Nine, where it actually documents their 30 days of madness. Oh yeah, in 2015, all their convictions were overturned. The judge at that time was John C. Hayes III. And he said, we can't rewrite history, but we can write history. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.